Well, welcome to another episode of Zia Comics Weekly. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are streaming us on socials today, we truly appreciate y'all. Got my man Troy here with us. Check it in via the webcam. We're streaming from different locations today. What's up, Troy? How's it going?
Good. How about yourself? Well, I kind of know how you're doing. You're sitting at home again, so.
Yeah. So I was mentioning to you off air before we jumped on. Is like, yep, it got me. I was the one this time around. So
okay, feeling you're good, it.
Feeling good. Excited to be on though, man. It's always cool to still jump on and still be doing something, keeping myself busy. So yeah, it's crazy. But Troy, what's been going on with you, man? I know you've been pretty busy. You've been all around, and I'm pretty sure you're happy to be back in Las Cruces.
Back in the country. Yeah, we went over to World Expo over in Abu Dhabi.
And, oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a long trip. I'm still jet lagged a little bit. And but it was really cool. So, yeah, glad to be back in, not just in Cruces, but in the country.
That's got to be a good thing. What's it like, man? What was talk about just your experience, man, going out there and just how was everything? How did everything go for you?
Well, all the UAE, you know, 40, 50 years ago, that was nothing but desert and tents, right?
Yeah.
So pretty much everything they got over there is less than 40, 50 years old. So they spare no expense when it comes to buildings. They got all that oil money. And some of those buildings over there are just amazing, the stuff that they can do. And like I said, all the infrastructure is all brand new. Not a lot of history because, you know, it was all desert 40 years ago, but they have a lot of cool stuff to see.
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, if you guys look on below, give Zia Comics a follow on TikTok. You guys did post something on TikTok that I noticed. It was a really cool video. Can you spot the things that were wrong? Where exactly was that and what was going on in that video?
That was at, I want to say it was, the Dubai? I think it was Dubai Marina. And it was just some street vendor dude. Obviously, you could tell by the video, there's not a lot of licensing issues over there.
Yeah.
Because you had Aquaman as part of the Avengers. Captain America with, you know, the Flash symbol. And it's just like they thought, this is cool. I'll throw this on there, too.
At a quick glance, I saw, like, the Hulk had Captain America, the A on his head. I was like,
and he had an M16.
Man, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, am I looking at this right? What is that? So it's totally different from what we discuss every week. It was just whatever they put together.
It was like an alternate universe type thing. There's everything mashed up. You know, Hulk was low crawling with an M16. Yeah, it was different.
Oh, man. I want to let our listeners know today, of course, if you're checking this out, remember, jump into the discussion. Anything that you guys want to know, any questions you have for Troy or myself, whether it's anything going on with Zia Comics, anything that Zia Comics has coming up, drop in those questions, get involved in the conversation today. Troy, you know, since I'm at home, going to be at home for the next couple of days, I thought it'd be a perfect time to bring up today's topic. What is the perfect show to binge watch, seeing that I'm going to be home for the next couple of days? What would you say is the perfect show to be binge watching right now? Superhero or comic themed, whatever it might be, what would be something to really get into?
Yeah, since you're gonna be home for a while, I would say something with multiple seasons. you know, it depends on what you've already seen. You know, Stranger Things is always a good one.
Yeah,
to stream. What else has multiple? I mean, there's just so many cool. If you haven't seen iZombie, that was kind of an underrated series based on comic books. That's a good one to stream.
Okay.
If you got Disney Plus, there's so many, not just, I mean, there's Marvel and Star Wars stuff on there, plus all the Disney stuff. So you could spend your whole quarantine just on Disney Plus.
You know, I was really thinking about if I really wanted to do that whole Star Wars, just go through it all.
Now's the time.
I was going to say, this probably would be the time, but I'm going to have to literally start this afternoon. And by the time I get through it, I probably won't even get through everything. There's so many movies, so many TV series, and not just, you know, The Mandalorian and Boba Fett, but you also got the animated series. There's a lot to cover.
Yeah, hit up Clone Wars and Rebels, and that'll get you all the background information you need for Star Wars.
That's definitely something to keep an eye out. If y'all checking us out today, make sure you drop in those comments. We want to see from you guys. What is the perfect show to binge watch? What are y'all watching? What is something that you guys are keeping an eye out for? And any suggestions, we'll definitely take them. Let us know your comments. Jumping on the show today, we want to know. Troy, have you been keeping up with Peacemaker? How have you been keeping up with the series?
I don't have HBO Max, but I think they had the first one out for free. Mm-hmm. And I watched that one, and I went to go watch the second one. It's like, oh, you know, get your subscription here. And I was like, oh, because it was that first episode was really it's almost like DC's version of Deadpool is how I'd classify him.
It's good. We talk about this several times. John Cena, he can do no wrong. And
he's got the comedic chops.
I showed Jackie. I told Jackie, if you don't watch anything, you got to watch the intro to the show. That is the dance. Most important. Troy, we're going to have to choreograph that with Martine when he comes back. If we ain't doing a choreographed version of that, like, we're going to have
to. Dude, I failed the litmus test. I don't dance well, dude.
But yeah, Peacemaker has been out for the last couple of episodes. For those that are wondering, HBO Max is where to stream that.
Tell Jackie she can see John Cena in his underwear in the first episode. Maybe that'll get her to watch it.
Oh, that's why my wife is watching, unfortunately. She was like, he's going to be what? Okay. Yeah, what? I know. And there's an eagle? Okay, eagle. I'm in. Oh, man. But, you know, one of the headlines looking at earlier this week was when it comes to popularity, right now, currently, Peacemaker has actually just surpassed Wonder Woman as one of the most popular shows or movies when it comes to the franchise. What are your thoughts about that?
They've proven it with Deadpool. Look how popular Deadpool is. People love that. They, you know, you can't have Michael Bay comedy explosions for an hour and a half. They love that comedy interlude. And that's, you know, Peacemaker has quite a bit of comedy. A lot of it's, you know, a lot of tongue-in-cheek kind of meta stuff because he's so over the top. Peacemaker that people they like to laugh, so I think that is why he's popular. They know he's a kind of a shtick type character, and John Cena, man, his comedic timing is just really, really good.
Yeah, I definitely see a lot of there's definitely a lot to look forward to. I mean, whether it's the TV series getting another season, maybe, you know, we're seeing more movies. I mean, we definitely got a pretty loaded roster when it comes to, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's going to get ready to do his movies. I know we got a Shazam, you know, sequel that will be coming soon. And then also The Batman will be coming out too. So,
yeah,
to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody keeps predicting the end of comic book type movies, but they just keep pumping them out and they keep making money. So
yeah,
know, I don't see it ending anytime soon.
Go where the money is. That's what they need to be doing. Go where the money is.
Follow that money. Yep.
Yeah. Troy, what's been going on at the shop, man? I know you guys got some busy stuff going around, and definitely for those that are looking for something for this weekend, they can stop by Zia Comics. What's been going on over there?
Well, I've been gone for about 2 weeks, but stuff going on. We brought in some new products. I think we have a full line of Dr. Seuss books and stuff now.
Yeah.
I'm looking at bringing in another in-store signing sometime end of March. And I don't want to jinx it. So the only thing I'll tell you is it's another pretty prominent Power Ranger. It's not Jason David Frank. But he's so you know it's not Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
This guy is a pretty prominent Power Ranger. He's pretty popular. So we're working on getting him in at the end of March. And as soon as we get all the specifics worked out and signed, we'll let you guys know. So you can go and get all your stuff that you want to get signed by him. You know, he's got some Funko Pops and what have you. So we're working on that. We're still working on the Alamogordo location.
I was just going to ask you that about the Alamogordo location. How's that going?
Yeah, well, we own it now, so yeah. We just got to go and get it fixed. It was a building that's kind of been neglected for a while, so we're going to have to kind of like the one there on Main Street. So we got a lot of work we got to do to get it up and ready. And like I said, we're still targeting May for Alamogordo to open, and we're hopefully going to have a big grand opening type thing over there in Alamo.
It's crazy to think that we're already going through. I mean, January's almost done, and I mean. Not that much time, man. Time's a ticking.
It's funny to think it's 2022. I keep thinking 2020.
You know, time definitely has been something weird these days. You don't even know. I tell you, I just found out today was Thursday, and I'm like, oh wait, today's Thursday. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like one of those Star Trek time type episodes. Things just aren't lining up right.
Oh my gosh. And then now one thing we mentioned last time that we talked was a new comic book Wednesday. Of course, if people are looking to get the new comics, they can always stop by on Wednesdays and pick up those comics.
Yeah, they came every Wednesday, of course, new comic book day. I think the big one this week, I think Peacemaker came out. I think he's got his own comic again. And Black Cat and Mary Jane is another big one that came out.
Okay.
I've been watching, you know, keeping track of sales and stuff online, but I haven't been in store to hear, you know, to actually read the comic or see how it's been selling. I looked for a comic when I was over there in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. I looked for a comic book store, and they don't have one that I can find. There was one on one of the NYU campuses, but it was more like a Borders books type thing. You know, I had like two comic books.
Yeah.
But a dedicated comic book store, I didn't find one over there.
Wow. I was going to ask you, what's it really like? I mean, I know we can, you know, pop into Zia Comics and, you know, all our stuff that we need is there. What's it like? I mean, because you've traveled to many places. I mean, this is just one of the many places you've been to. Talk a little bit about what's it like overseas compared to here, because you know, a lot of us here in the U.S., we can just go to our favorite comic book store and pick up something that we like. What's it like overseas? Is it the same way?
Depends on the country. A lot of them, different, you know, they speak the different languages, so not all of them speak or read English, but they print them in other languages also. But then you have the distribution problem, because most of them are printed here or Canada, and it's then you got to ship it over there, so there's always a delay. They don't have new comic book Wednesday. Theirs is probably going to be Friday, Saturday when they get the new comics in.
Yeah.
If it doesn't fall off the side of the ship on the way over there, which has happened. They're usually on a smaller scale. There are some bigger ones overseas, but they're few and far between. And it's really hard to find a good comic book store outside of the U.S.
I was going to say, I would wonder, especially when you're trying to get your hands on limited edition comics and the demand. I mean, I'm sure there's those that are just searching, whether it's online and how they can get their hands on it, because while it may be accessible to us here, I'm pretty sure overseas, you know, it's not as easy.
Yeah. For stuff like that. For other things, like we noticed, I know here a lot of the grocery stores have a ton of empty shelves.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, are the places we've traveled during the pandemic, they don't have that problem. I think the supply chain thing is an American issue, because we went to some stores over there and they were just, the aisles were overflowing with stuff. So,
oh man, I was going to ask, what's your favorite part about traveling with this? Cause I mean, ultimately it is business, but I'm sure there's some fun to go into a place like Abu Dhabi and, you know, going overseas, especially to do something that you love, man. What's that like?
I love traveling anyway. Yeah. And we went there for the World Expo to check stuff out. And I love going and just checking out the culture and their food and just their general shopping. You know, all these people will go, oh, well, let's go to this this old ruins or roller. I was like, you know what? I want to see the real people. I'm going to their Walmart. I want to see how these guys really live.
It'd be surprising, even just, you know, down in Mexico when they're like, I want to go see what their Costco looks like in Mexico.
Yeah.
You're like, what's going on? It's, I mean, thank you, TikTok, for opening up our eyes to see what it's like in different countries. Troy, I was excited to bring this up to you because we came across this story and we talked about it the other day. And it's about a comic book page that recently sold for $3 million. And it comes from a limited edition issue where Spider-Man wore his black suit for the very first time. Now, yeah. It wasn't the whole book. It was just the page that sold for $3.4 million is how much it sold for. Yeah. I was going to ask you, so how does something like that work out, man? Because when I was looking at that, I was like, so you mean to tell me just for the one page, that's how much it costed? And now here we are, like, it's crazy. Bring that up. Break that down for me, man, because I was like, how did one page turn to $3 million?
Well, anymore, a lot of it's done digital, so you're probably not going to see that a lot with any of the newer comics. They're all, a lot of them are done digitally. You'll have one guy doing the pencils and, you know, one side of the country. Another guy could be in India doing the ink. So it gets done all digitally. But back in the day, they used to have, you probably saw the picture of that when it was a storyboard type thing, a little bit bigger, and they would draw it all out, and, you know, the penciler would do it, then it would go to the inker, and then the letterer, and it was just like an oversized thing. Then it would go and get colored. They would, you know, make it to the right size and color it. So those original pages, like you're talking about, the original art pages, they're like a one of. It's really just one of them, because that's what they used to get that page done. And the one you're talking about was the, I believe it was the first time Spider-Man wore the black suit.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was Mike Zeck. I could be wrong. But that's a one of. It's an iconic, you know, Spider-Man suit change. It was the black and white one's iconic. Everybody loves that suit. And it's you're only going to find that one. So that's why it was so expensive. Everybody wanted it. I mean, it's like bragging rights, I guess, like having the Mona Lisa in your house.
You know, I always talk about some of the stuff that I would buy if I ever hit the lottery. And that sounds like something that I would buy just to hang up behind me, like just to have that. Like, yeah, that's my $3 million picture that I have hanging up in my bedroom. That's right next to the changing station where the baby's at.
Or do like Banksy and just run it through a shredder.
Right. Like, oh, I just got $3 million. But it blew my mind, because when I was looking at that, I was like, just for that page only, not even the, I mean, because the issue obviously it has a very big importance because of the costume change. So just to know that how important just that one page was really just goes to show you, man, just how much like history goes behind some of these comics. Like, I mean, like you said, they were done so differently back in the day that you're only going to find a one of one when it comes to some of our, you know, classic comics.
Yeah. Unless they start doing NFTs on some of this digital work they're doing, I guess.
Man, I'll tell you right now, I do not understand anything when it comes to NFTs. I have tried. I've tried to sit through conversations of someone trying to explain me NFTs. I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I was like, I'm so confused right now. I was like, okay.
They say blockchain and my eyes glaze over. I'm like, huh?
What? Anybody want to explain it to us? Drop some knowledge in the comments. We definitely would appreciate that.
I think Bitcoin just took a big drop over the past day or so.
Yeah, I was seeing something about that.
I don't like to invest in things I don't understand. So I own zero Bitcoin.
Hey, I'm with you, man. So, but I hope we just make the right decision. I mean, because hopefully
we'll be like those guys who passed on Microsoft back in the day.
Oh, don't even say that. Yeah, we saw how well that worked out for them. Oh, my gosh. Guys, of course, this is Zia Comics Weekly. Remember, you can jump in on the conversations, any comments, any questions. Our question today, of course, is we are talking about what is the perfect show to binge watch? Is there a certain show that you should binge watch? Anything that comes to mind, anything that you should watch, drop it in the comments and let us know. Definitely want to know. I'm going to need some suggestions.
What have you been watching? You've been home for a while.
What is he? I did watch Stranger Things. I know a new season's going to be coming out. I did catch up on the last one, which I got to say, this last season of Stranger Things was really good. I really like that. We got to get our closure when it comes to that final season. Peacemaker has been the big one that I've been watching. I did kind of like I do with like The Mandalorian and Boba Fett. I waited and gave it a couple episodes, and then I finally caught up on it. I'm one episode behind, though, because I know they drop every week. But no, man, it's been a lot of children movies over the last couple of days here. So I'm like, kind of need something else to watch, maybe something more adultish.
If you want a good adult one, check out Ozark. I think the fourth season just dropped.
Man, I still got to watch last season.
Yeah, I caught up with it I downloaded it all from Netflix and watched it on the 14-hour plane ride.
So you finished it then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Without any spoilers, good or no?
It's really good. I thought it was supposed to be the last season for Ozark, but the way it ended, I don't think that's going to be true. There's some unresolved issues.
You know, man, they do that often. And I don't know. And I was thinking about this because I think when it comes to a lot of Netflix series, I don't think a lot of them know if they're going to get another season or not. So I think a lot of them leave it to where it's like, okay, well, there was some closure, but we can still open it up to more, because that's how it was with Stranger Things in the last season. Because if you really think about it, they could have ended it, but they did leave, you know, open for a possibility of some more to happen in the next season. So, yeah, well, Ozark is one I'll have to definitely
get. Yeah, it's probably my favorite season of Ozark yet. A lot of stuff going on in season four.
Alrighty, so I'm writing down Ozark right now. Like, I really got a list right here. I don't know if you could, I got my little notepad right here, yeah, writing down what I can be watching. So how's it going with the Comic-Con in El Paso? I'm sure a lot of planning. You know, we see the posts coming up on social media. How are things been going? What's been going on?
We have a big announcement we're going to be making soon. One of the big names who originally was not going to be able to make it in 2022, we had him scheduled for 2020 when the pandemic started.
Yeah. Wow, that time thing really is messing us up, isn't it?
One of the ones we had scheduled for 2020, who wasn't able to make it in 2021, and we tried to get him for 2022, and originally they were booked. Their schedule cleared up, and I'm just waiting to get the contract completed, but it's like 99% sure. But I don't like to announce people, especially, you know, big people like this without having that done. This one's going to be big.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can go back, I guess, and look through our Facebook and try to kind of narrow it down to see who it is, but I'm not going to say, but it'll be a big announcement. But we got, you know, Giancarlo Esposito is coming. And with the Book of Boba Fett being big right now, and the next season of Mandalorian, I believe they're working on, and he's supposedly going to reappear, so he'll be a big one. Okay. Mick Foley, always big. People love Mick Foley. We're bringing in, I'm looking at my whiteboard. We got a ton of voice actors, some more comic people, Ian McGinty, who worked a lot with Nickelodeon, and he did Invader Zim, I believe, a lot. We're bringing in some old school guys because this is basically the 40th anniversary for El Paso Comic Con. We found, you know, we talked to the original guy, the very, very original guy back in 1982. And we have all the, you know, some events guides and stuff from back then to show. Some of the original comic book artists were getting to come back. Like Sam De La Rosa was at the very first one in 82. He's coming. Michael Golden is coming.
Okay.
I'm missing probably one or two. But anyway, we have the horror people, you know, the guy who played the very first Jason Voorhees, the guy who's been playing Leatherface in the newer Texas Chainsaw Massacre stuff, Andrew Braniarski. Let's see. How can I forget the man, Danny Bonaducci?
Oh,
the Dooch is coming. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. A fellow DJ. He'll be there. Yeah. From Partridge Family.
Okay.
He's going to be there. Who am I missing? I'm looking at my list. Like I said, and a ton of voice actors. Anime manga is just so hot right now. So we leaned a little heavier into the voice actors area, just because it's so popular. That's what people want to see.
Yeah. Give them what they want, especially with, you know, manga being so hot right now. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, talking to some of these, you know, the originators, what's it like for them to just see how Comic-Con has progressed, you know, over the years, you know, not just, you know, from a local standpoint, but to, it is just, I mean, it's a big feature now when it comes to, you know, Hollywood is so involved with it now. What's it like for them to see just how it's progressed, you know, over the years?
It depends on which one you talk to. Some of them like it. Others are kind of purists, and they like it being all comic book related. But Comic Cons have morphed now into more of a pop culture type event. Mm-hmm. Ever since, like you said, Hollywood kind of got into it. And Hollywood is leaning more into comic books for their content now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of stuff coming out that people don't even realize are associated with comic books.
Yeah.
Like, you know, TVs and movie, TV and movies. I shouldn't say TVs, TV series and movies.
Yeah. You know, but I think, you know, Comic-Cons, now kind of dictate where a lot of series are going to go nowadays. I mean, those are, I mean, if you go to any Comic-Con and you don't see a good response, I mean, I would think whether you're putting out a movie or a TV show, you got to be worried if your audience isn't excited for it. I mean, because really we're the fans, and we want to see whatever comes from the pages to the big screen. We want to see it get justice. So, I mean, it definitely is a lot of pressure. The Comic-Cons are no joke, and definitely a lot of pressure when you're bringing out a project.
Yeah, it's like their debut. San Diego and New York are really big about it. They like to premiere, you know, things, and they kind of gauge the interest off of that. And there have been some stuff they've previewed at Comic-Con. People are like, ah, but for the most part, people, if it's produced well, the people respond really good to it.
You know, but you look in the case like, you know, we mentioned last time, like a Ralph Macchio. Ralph Macchio has, you know, been everywhere, you know, and he's, you know, maintained, you know, being a part of, you know, these Comic-Cons. And, you know, look how much it can then bring somebody back. And then look at the popularity of, you know, Cobra Kai now. You know, and it's just, it's crazy that because a lot of the artists and, you know, actors that we talk about, I mean, we're more accessible to them now through these Comic-Cons.
Yeah, I know. Because I looked at back in the couple years ago before Cobra Kai came out, we wanted to do a Karate Kid reunion with, you know, Ralph Macchio, William Zabka, and the dude who plays Kreese.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, relatively, they were priced correctly for them. And I just contacted them this year because I wanted to try to bring them in. Oh my God. They're like getting MCU type actors money right now. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah. No, it's like, we'll wait on that one. They're on Netflix. You can catch them there.
Yeah. And then every time I do any kind of live stream or post anything about people coming, everybody wants to throw their recommendations out. Yeah. So, you should bring this person in. Or my favorite is you should invite this person. Well, it's like, and I keep telling people it's not a birthday party.
Yeah.
It's an invitation and they circle yes or no. There's lot that goes on.
You know, and you mentioned earlier about, you know, Power Rangers. And, you know, when Jason David Frank was here, you want to talk about one of the most down to earth dudes, especially for someone that has been a part of, you know, going to different, you know, Comic-Cons, and, you know, it's a business to him, man. I've just seen how he operates. And then from there, I mean, following him on Instagram, the dude is busy. I don't think a lot of us realize a lot of these actors that we may remember from like our childhood, they're busy, man. Like there's like some scheduling conflicts with these guys sometimes.
He's a social media giant too. And he's just all over social media. In fact, I say he single-handedly brought Power Rangers back into prominence because he's so engaging with his fans online. Even when he meets them, it's just, he kind of ramped up the Power Rangers popularity all by himself. Then the rest of them saw that and they're like, hey, we were a Power Ranger too. Can I come to your con?
Hey, you think we could get away with it? Because I mean, there's so many Power Rangers. We might be able to say like, hey, you know, we were the Power Rangers back in 2011. Like,
I was Dino Force Samurai Extreme Space Ranger.
He was lost in space as a dinosaur. And
it was, but he's probably hands down the most popular of the Power Rangers. Him and Amy Jo are, you know, right there. And then, you know, there's a bunch of other ones who are pretty popular, but then you kind of get into some obscure ones too, that those are the ones you see sitting at the con on their phone the whole time because nobody's in their line. They're just.
You got to embrace it, man. You really got to embrace it. I mean, especially because if your fans are excited to go see you, man, I mean, trust me, even us that, you know, they were, you know, we grew up watching them. Now us as adults, I don't know if you've ever seen that meme. I now have access to adult money. So I can do the things that I've loved as a kid. We have adult money now, so we can pay to go see you.
Yes.
We want to go see you. That is our childhood.
Yes, and they do. I mean, that's how Comic-Cons keep happening.
Yeah.
Everybody goes, oh, well, why would you pay to go see it? Because I can. I can go and meet this guy.
I was like, why? That's the real question. Why wouldn't you? I mean... Yeah. Come on. I don't know. That was, I would put that up there as bucket list for me. Cause I mean, I mean, 90s, everybody was watching Power Rangers. So talking to the Green Ranger, the White Ranger. I mean, I think he was every Ranger at this point. Green, red.
He was white, green. Yeah, he was red on one of them, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was. I want to say Turbo.
Turbo or Neo or what?
Yeah.
There's so many iterations.
We're showing our knowledge of Power Rangers right now, guys.
We had him in store. You could have come and met him then.
I wanted to, but we won't say any names. He told me the wrong time.
He who shall not be named.
He who should not be named.
I'll call him out. He doesn't sign my paycheck.
Oh, man. Ernesto, if you're watching, we love you, buddy.
Sorry, man.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh. Troy, we're getting ready to wrap things up right now. If anybody wants to follow you guys on the socials and times that the shop is open, how can you get in contact with you guys?
Well, like I said, we're all over the socials. YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. I don't think we have a Pinterest. We don't do a lot of pictures of quilts and stuff.
Really? I thought you did.
Well, my mom does. I can show you her quilts. But yeah, we and you can always, email us or contact us through one of the socials. If you're local, come in the shop, man. Come check it out. Monday through Thursday, noon to 7, Friday, Saturday, noon to 9, and then Sunday, noon to 6.
And I just want to throw this out there really quick. If you guys follow them on TikTok, go and check out that video. Y'all need to go see that video because it's still messing with me, Troy. I'm telling you, I'm looking.
You got to pause it. It's a quick video.
I don't know how many times I sat there and paused it. I was just like, okay, I am missing so much. And like, I didn't even catch the Avengers thing with the Aquaman thing.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. So I'm like, okay, so there's another thing. Like, it really has turned into the, can you name all the things that are wrong with this photo?
Yeah, kind of like the Find Waldo, except there's a whole ton of Waldos in it.
Hey, no need to binge watch this weekend. I'm just going to look at that picture for the next 5 minutes.
Just make a list.
I'll be reporting back to you next Thursday, okay?
Yeah, I would have to say pretty much every one of those action figures in there has something wrong with it.
Oh my gosh, make sure you guys connect with Zia Comics, follow them on the socials, go check them out this weekend, make plans to stop by Zia Comics, and remember, you can always follow Hot 103 on Facebook. You can also follow Hot 103's Big Show as well. We're also on the Instagram as well. Follow Big Show FM on Instagram. We just launched an Instagram account not too long ago, so you guys will be able to catch up with us and see all the things that we have going on. Troy, it's always fun. Hopefully we're able to do this in person next week, pending results.
Yeah, hopefully we'll both be in the country. And
I mean, you'll be the one that has to stay. Anyways, guys, this has been Zia Comics Weekly. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll do this again next Thursday.
Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reed? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.